Blog Talk Radio.
Almost at the end, I'm still trying to win, so I'ma put away my sin. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Facing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Man set apart, ain't even answering where I've been. Seeking salvation, seeking salvation, seeking salvation. Salvation, that's the only thing that matters. We gon' climb the ladder. Holy Spirit, don't you ever leave me. If you do, then I'm fine. See that light, that's a reminder. Motivation, just keep climbing. Are we right here at the end? We watching this perfect time. Set yourself apart. Don't you be the doc. Don't you be the wife. Be like Lot. Care about your life. Seek the truth and don't you ever stop. The things that the Father promised us, nobody ever taught. How you can't tell the times we living, then you need a better watch. Seeking salvation. Messiah coming back, we've been impatient. Seeking salvation. Messiah coming back, we've been patient.
We almost at the end.
I'm just trying to win, so I'ma put away my sin. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Facing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Man set apart, ain't even answer where I've been.
Hey,
seeking salvation.
Salvation is a peace of mind. Made a covenant with the water, spirit, and the blood of Christ. They agree in one. The Father and His Word and His Holy Spirit one. Had to purge my Ruach from the folly that was done. Had to give it all back to the Father and His Son. Seeking salvation through redemption. Seeking salvation. I'm patient. Salvation,
we almost at the end. I'm just trying to win, so I'ma put away my sin. You can have it all, I surrender, you can win. Chasing out the righteousness, not looking back again. Man set apart, ain't even answer where I've been. Seeking salvation, seeking salvation, seeking salvation. Salvation. All right, all right. Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and I'm a trucker by trade. I'm trying to get somewhere to where I can park and talk, and we can really dive into it, all right? So that's one thing about my show. I just do it on the go, all right? And I'm hoping everybody's all right with the topic today. The topic today is can Gentiles receive salvation, right? For the Christianity community, that's a no-brainer question. Matter of fact, they would even think that it's crazy to think that they could, you know. But for the Hebrew Israelite community, there's a war going on. There's a war going on over this topic. Camps are not coming together. We are not having brotherly love on here on our side because of that, all right? Racism or hatred or anything like that together with our beliefs. It's rough for some of us. And you know, I say it like that because, you know, I don't know if I'm right. I'm just going to present my understanding on it. All right? Because kind of like Christianity, I think it's kind of a no-brainer. So much as we hear the word Gentiles in our scriptures,
Yeah, so, I mean, that's to me, was Christ's whole mission, was to make what was right. I'm getting tongue-tied. He was going to correct what went wrong with Adam and Eve, you know? He was going to correct that. And he also going to, you know, fix that Noah situation. And, I mean, he was just going to redeem everything, man. Just fix everything that went wrong, all right? He's going to fix it. And I think that was the whole mission, you know? So as long as you view them as a creation of God, then I just think it's only relevant that you, pay closer attention to what the scriptures are saying about redemption. All right? And we're a light to the world, to the Gentiles, for a reason. Okay? That means that they got an opportunity and we're going to be a light to them. Okay? anyway, that's my understanding. All right? But I know there's some brothers out there that, they may disagree. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to get on into it. I'm going to open up Sister Thayer's line. I think I see Brother Ronald also in the house. And we're going to get started, y'all. All right.
Kind of working it out here as I go, y'all. One second. All right. Yeah, we're going to start with you, Sister Thayer. You are live on air.
Shalom, family, and I'm glad to be here. I'm not sure I would like to hear what's discussed, and I'm very hopeful, and I just pray that, the Holy Spirit be with us as we go into this discussion.
Yes. All right. Let's see. Let me open up Brother Ronald's line. All right, Brother Ronald, you're live on the air, brother.
Shalom.
All right, shalom.
How y'all doing? Everybody's doing
all right.
Yes.
Everybody's doing all right, brother. as usual, Brother Ronald,
yeah.
I'm working things out, all right? I'm working things out.
I like it.
What do you think about the topic?
This is a controversy conversation, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I do agree with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we got brothers, and back when I was just kind of just hearing about Hebrew Israelites, we had brothers that were saying that all the Gentiles, they're doomed, you know? This is the Israelite heaven, Israelite world, just Israelites. There's no chance, even if they was to die for Christ, that they're not going to heaven.
You know, brother,
doesn't matter if they believe
call.
Or not.
I think that's a judgment call that he can't make.
Yes, I know. But
okay,
all
well,
I'm saying is that when they read the scriptures, that is what they're coming up with.
It doesn't make a difference. He can't judge. He can't say what's to be unless he has the Godhead or what have you to call something into existence and make sure. But I think that we just can't be precise like that. We can't say. It's a mystery. And who are we to say what the Most High will and will not do? I mean, we can read all we want. This book is gathered by scribes, men, human beings. Things that came down and down the pipeline, brother. This is where he's going by, but we can't go by what we see and read. And when it comes to the Most High, because everything is not what you see. you know, and everything is not what you hear. And that's just my opinion. But I don't think that one would really get, it's like if you put yourself in the position of the Trinity, or and when I say the Trinity, I mean the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, any which one of them, and try to tell them what they're going to do. To me, that's when they say that this person is not going to be this, and they have no right, no one. So I hear things like that, and I'm thinking, brother, whoever is doing that, they really need to think about what they're saying, because every word that comes out of their mouth, it's not going to just evaporate. It will be called back, and it'll be brought back to them. So be careful what you say, and do not judge. Do not judge any living creature as to what to expect, because no man knows what tomorrow holds for anyone. And that's just me, and I know this is controversial. I know I'm not a teacher. I'm not a scholar. I'm not any. I'm just not really anybody. But when it comes down, when I hear people speaking like they're in the, they have the Godhead, pull the reins on them, because they can't speak life and death. They just can't do it. So please don't do that, and I pray that we don't have to get into this discussion, what people are trying and talking about, because when they do something like that, brother, I think we should run and run fast away from talk like that. The Most High is the beginning and the end of everything, and that's with anybody, any creature, any human creature that he created. He has the last word. Not us. We can't assume anything. I'm just saying, and I'm sorry that I just, when I hear remarks like that, because, again, this is an individual thing. You need that personal relationship, and you need to have your personal relationship and think about your own soul salvation before you start trying to judge someone else. That's my stand. All we can do is pray that others be saved, that others find a way. The Most High will favor, and that is with the adoption process. That's when they are grafted into salvation. There's a path for everyone. They just need to open up their heart and find their way, and they can do that through a personal relationship. And I'm going to mute myself because I know you're not going to stop me. I'm going to mute myself. So y'all go ahead. Because, I'm looking at the I'm doing a little research, and I see where we were talking about, you said you wanted to talk about the Gentiles and salvation. So I pulled that up, Genesis 3:15. About Adam and Eve, who was not Jews, right? They were Gentiles. They weren't Jews. Yet he created Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not the people
that he chosen, but they are his creation. That's my theory. So, you see, I think that's going to be, remember, Christ went back and he took back, he's the second Adam. He went down and he brought him back up. So, I'm thinking this. Do not say what the Most High will and will not do when it comes to his creatures, his creation. And that's all I have to say. I'm going to mute out. And you guys can talk about it, and we can talk about scriptures, because there's quite a few scriptures, apparently, that we can go into, Isaiah 55:56, if you will. I know you guys going to probably go into that. But, that's just off the top of my head. I mean,
Brother Ronald, you got any response to what Sister Dale just brought out?
Yeah, I got some scriptures. I want to get the scriptures out.
Oh yeah. I'm sure we all got some scriptures. But from the top of your head, man, with these other, camps with Islam, Kemet, Asian, the Asian world, everywhere, man. We got Gentiles everywhere around the globe. So, with some people that believe that they're all are doomed, and it's just Israel that's gonna go to heaven. What do you think about them teaching like that? And vice versa,
that's
Christianity. Hold on, before you answer that, I also want to throw in the opposite of that, that Israel is no longer God's chosen people, all right? And how that's why they're not in the new covenant, and the only believers are in the new covenant. So now just the Gentiles are going to make it, and Jews are probably not even going to make it, at least a lot of them, right? Because now, through Christ, only the Gentiles, they are now his number one people or chosen people, So it doesn't matter if Israel or not. And with that understanding, they replaced the word Israel with church. All right? They replaced the name Israel with the word church. All right, because they got the understanding that they have. All right, Dan, can you respond to that, Brother Ronald?
Well, that's not true. Because the Bible said that.
Right.
That's not true.
Yeah. Right. So
Israel,
but them that's doing
God.
It would be a false. That's a false teaching, ain't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh,
right,
yeah.
Right, right. On Israelite side as well as Christianity. Okay,
yeah.
As well as Christianity. You're right, right. It's just, go ahead.
Yeah, because the Bible says I agree with Sister Phil saying, only God can judge people. It's his decision to let people into heaven or not. It's not our decision to make that call. We stepping on dangerous ground when we do that. Because we thinking that we are going to be the one that's making decisions, whether someone gets into the kingdom or not. That's not going to be our decision. That's going to be the Most High decision. So we don't have no control of that. Because the Bible said that the Gentiles will get in before God's only chosen people, and they're going to be cast into the outer darkness. So that's not true, Israel. I mean, Gentiles can be saved, but they're not gonna be in rulership. You see what I'm saying? We're gonna be in rulership. They could be saved from the lake of fire. That's what we all trying to escape. We all trying to escape the second death. We all trying to escape the lake of fire. That's what Christ died for. He died for we have to face that judgment, the judgment of God. Eternal, and that's the eternal damnation. So that's what we all trying to escape. So they can be saved from that judgment. But in the kingdom, like you said, they're gonna have to pay for what their ancestors did. Just like we serving them, they're gonna be serving us for eternity. That's my opinion on that.
You said for eternity.
Yeah. Yeah, because Israel. Once you know the Bible said that Esau is the beginning. I mean, Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning.
Yeah.
So once we get back our power, we're never gonna let it go. We're gonna be rich forever. We ain't gonna want for nothing no more. That's gonna be the eternal kingdom, because Christ's kingdom is the eternal kingdom. It goes on and on. It's a kingdom that, like it says in Daniel 2:44. Let me go there right quick. Daniel 2:44.
Okay, you read that for me,
but yeah, Daniel, go there.
I can't read just yet, but it's coming, brother. I'm gonna pull over here
let me
just
read
a little bit. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead and read, Brother Ronald, if you have it. I imagine he's...
Yeah, I read it to the cell. It says, in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. Read that again. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. See that, cell? Which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left unto people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever.
Yeah. What about Daniel 7 and 14? Can you pull that up?
Daniel 7 and 14?
Daniel 7
and
14.
Yep.
Let me hear that. I think that also has something referenced to that.
And there was given dominion, and there was given him dominion and glory in a kingdom that all people in all nations. And see, let me read that again. See this. Why we can't block out the Gentiles. It says, and there was given to him dominion, talking about Christ.
Yeah, dominion
and glory.
Right.
In a kingdom that all people, all people in nations and tongues, in languages, should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And this kingdom. That we shall not be destroyed. And the key thing is that all people in nations.
All nations in languages
should serve him.
Yeah.
So right. that's a good scripture to say. He said all people, Israel. He said all people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that sometimes we are our own worst enemy when we blurt out things and we don't really think about it, because remember, he wants us to be humble too. Just because we're going to get that power, we're going to get what they call the big head. Are we going to do that?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
We don't need the big head.
Uh-huh.
How do we need a big head when we have all of that power, when we know who we are and we're the chosen people? How can we be, how can you get any more, any more power, edification or lifting up a spiritual, acknowledgement? How can we get a big head with that after the struggle we come through? No, we're living in those times right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sister Sale, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll let you finish it, Sale. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that's the way our world is today. We get some of our sisters and brothers get in higher position, and they get what we call the big head. They forget where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to go and be
part
of the world. They want to look like the world, act like the world, and they don't want their relatives to call them or look them up. No. I want to live this life. And woe to all of those relatives that still in that the ghetto. I'm living my best life now. Oh no, that's what we're living in today's time. That's what our sisters and brothers in the entertainment business and all of that, I mean, that's the way they're living. They don't want to hear from people like us. They get the big head. Can't do that when it comes to our soul salvation. We can't do that. We can't just start stepping on people, no matter what nation, no matter what language, because, see, now we know who we are, and that is enough. That's enough to make me feel, to wake up every morning and be thankful and to worship and praise. I am so put out that, you know, I'm just so put out. And I do have a problem with high blood pressure, so because of that, I'm going to put myself on mute, and I'm going to listen to you guys discuss this topic. I just want my family and all the families and friends that are listening to me to know that whatever we uncover, just know that you need a personal relationship with our Savior. In order to get to the Most High, you got to go through Him. There's only one way. And just know that that's a fact. It's whether you believe it or not, whether you have faith or not. Yeah.
Let me read something. You might want to mark this down to yourself. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 2. These are the people that's the main problem. I'm gonna show it to you right now. It says, Jeremiah 23 verse 1. Brother Michael, Brother Michael?
Not yet, brother.
Okay. I read this still. It says, woe be unto the pastors. Woe be. See, these pastors get the big head. They get the big head.
Yeah.
Because they think they know it all. It says, I'm speaking towards them because God called me as a prophet. It says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and have driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I would visit upon you the evil of your doings, says the Lord. When these pastors get in a position, they have a pastor's position. They feel that nobody can tell them what to do.
Right.
You know, they think they know it all. God can use anybody in order to correct somebody. Because he uses a donkey.
Absolutely. Yes, he can. I really believe that. And that's the reason why I say there is so many things that it is impossible to know it all, brother. I mean, it's just impossible. I don't know why men can't get that in their head. They're not perfect people. They miss something, you know? So, I have to be that type of person to know that man is not perfect. The human man,
no, he's not.
Human being.
No.
That is another fact. So, you know, I always have to question. Always question. And when you have questions like that, there's only one way to get that answer. And the answer is in our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And that way we can get to the Father. And we can all... need to have that personal relationship so that the Holy Spirit can work through us to tell us exactly the path that we need to go in order to get to the Messiah, in order to get to the Most High. You got to have the key to that. So those are the key points to keep in mind. So I'm going to put myself on mute, and I'm going to listen to you guys.
All right. Also, we must keep in mind that we got Ruth, we got Uriah the Hittite, we got a couple more other key players in our scriptures that we pretty much gave them salvation, let them be grafted into us. There's already something dealing with that in the Old Testament, and letting the Gentiles that believe coexist with us and everything. So being that we know that that's there, how can we come up with a doctrine saying that at the end that they won't have salvation? So that right there was that was the key moment for me to know that, hey, something's not quite right, and I got to do my own studying. Because a lot of times when you join some of these camps, you're only going to go as high as that ceiling in that camp. Mm-hmm. You won't excel to your full potential, kind of like, you know, you're under that camp doctrine, and that's the ceiling that's set for you. Just the leadership.
Yeah, I agree.
As
with you,
high as you can go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Come on.
Because Uriah the Hittite was married to an Israelite woman. Okay.
Yeah.
King David.
Yeah.
He slept with Uriah the Hittite's wife. All right, and got
a
pregnant.
She wasn't Israel?
Right, Uriah the Hittite was not an Israel, no, sir. But he was in a process that we had in grafting another nationality into us. Like after the third or fourth generation of Uriah the Hittite seed, that child there would be considered an Israelite. Right? And so that's just one that anybody that wants to conjoin in with us. I don't know I'm not sure how many generations, but I believe it was like three or four generations. But you got to be committed and like you wanted to be an Israelite. You know what I'm saying? And then if they do that, there was a process is all I'm saying. There was a process. There was a process that we had for them to do that. And because there was such a process, then surely there's a process in the New Testament as well, a process in the New Covenant as well. You know, there's something, what's up? I don't understand what's going on. That's what led me to, I'm going to read this for myself. I'm going to read it for myself, you know. And yes, I am familiar with a lot of Christianity points of view about Israel, how we all turned on Christ and only seemed like only 12 that was following Christ, is how they kind of put it a lot of times. Would you let them kind of word it to you? Only 12 people believed in Christ, you know, just the apostles. Those are the only Israelites that believe, you know. and mostly Gentiles believe, you know? So I know that's not exactly right, but I'm just saying, I'm being kind of funny with it, a little comedian with it. But they got this understanding that Israel is no longer God's chosen people. All right? It's not, we can say Jew first and then the Greek, you know? We can say things like that, but do we really understand what's being said? Once you understand how it all ends, then we just put in the pieces to the puzzle together. And see, it ends with the remnant, a remnant of Israel, a remnant of the Gentiles, man. It's a remnant. The tincture, you know, is what's deep inside of you is what God wants, man, that's pure and does his will. Our what's on the outside of us, you know what I'm saying? That's that filth. That God want to separate us from that filth. So we got to have that mustard seed, that faith just as small as the mustard seed. We got to have that, man, and at the end of the day. But I'm saying, I'm just kind of rambling around, Brother Ronald, like always, man. I always do this, man. But I'm looking for a safe place to pull over so I can get into some scriptures. I got some scriptures, y'all, that I kind of want to get into. But I guess we can start off with Matthew 5, man. Can you read that for me, Brother Ronald?
Matthew 5, what verse?
I believe it was Matthew 5 dealing with, let's see here. Christ was saying that one tittle. Where is that?
Oh, Matthew 5:17.
Can you start reading that, and I tell you when to stop. Just go ahead and start reading it, because it's also gonna. And the reason why I'm going here is because he mentioned something about if you're gonna be judged by the law, you know what I'm saying, and what Christ was sent to do, to redeem those that are under the law. So naturally, going by the commandments. You know what I'm saying, is what you will want to do. But he's also going to judge you of your heart. You see what I'm saying? And so I definitely want to, he's going to say something to that effect. Just go ahead and start at 17 and keep reading, and I'll tell you when to stop, brother.
He said, think not I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy it, but to fulfill. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever thou shalt break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
All right, let's stop right there. Stop right there. Now, see, that very end that you read, and let your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you should no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You feel
what do you mean by that?
So you got...
What do you mean by that?
Okay, gotcha. I'm finna go in, brother. What I'm saying is that you got the brothers that's of the circumcision, and you got brothers that's going to be judged of their hearts, right? Because the ones, if you're gonna be judged by the righteousness, if it exceeds the scribes and Pharisees, you're talking about the heart, brother. You know, you're talking about your heart, and so if you're gonna judge by the heart, then there's like you talking about the whole Gentile world then. You know what I mean? Because you're talking about without the law. If you go by the heart, you feel me? And that's the reason why we would desire to be judged by the commandments. That's what we desire for us Israel, to be judged by the commandments. We do not want to be judged by our heart. But if we do, we want to have a good enough heart that we can make it through. Why I say it like that? Because the commandments, Christ came to redeem you for all that you do wrong with the commandments. You feel that? So that's why that's ideal for you to want to be judged by the commandments. Because that's why even Christ, that's the whole mission for where you fall short in the commandments. That's his whole mission.
Yeah.
All right? Now, if you judge you by your nasty, stony heart that you got, that's all the bad things about you, because your heart kept record of everything you done did, right? And so, it's done that you want to be judged by that stony heart.
you want to be judged by that.
You're going into going into that Gentile understanding there. So I mean, that's how he's going to weigh theirs, you feel me? And so they got a, like Paul was teaching the different churches, that they got to walk holy. Even though they're not under the law, they had to walk, you know, holy, like God is holy. See, they're going to be judged by their hearts. You see what I'm saying? And so we as Israel, we got an opportunity to be judged by the commandment. And so that's, I just kind of want to, you know, throw that seed out there from what I'm, scriptures I'm planning on bringing out next. Because all of it got to do with salvation to the Gentiles, man. And we're going to put ourselves, understand the big picture here. And I think that, like I said once before, is that the key in understanding of what's being said fully, you got to know how it ends. Once you know how it ends, then you can kind of put these things together. Okay, let me go ahead and pass the mic back to you, brother.
Okay, yeah, I want to go to Acts chapter 7.
Okay, 7. All right.
A lot of people, you know, you made a comment about the church replaced Israel. I'm going to verify that that's not true. Acts 7:38, it says, this is he that was in the church. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him. Talking about Moses in Mount Sinai, our fathers who received the lively articles to give unto us. Talking about commandments, Ten Commandments. It says, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness. That's Israel. Israel was in the wilderness, not the Gentiles. See what I'm saying?
Right on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming to a stop, brother. Okay, gotcha. I'm coming to a stop, brother. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm a truck of my trade, and I still want to have a show now. And you know what? It would be forever if I try to wait on that golden opportunity to have a show. It'll take forever. You know, one time a week or something. Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me turn on my earbuds, man, my microphone and all that good stuff. All right, get myself together, man. Go ahead and go to another scripture, and while I do this, man, while I get myself together.
Okay. Yeah, Jeremiah chapter. Sister Sale, are you still there, Sister Sale?
All right, can y'all hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I got my microphone on. All right. Now, all right, let's get it, open the scriptures up. Okay, Jeremiah, I heard
Jeremiah,
you say Jeremiah. What chapter?
Chapter 32, verse 27. Read that.
32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
See, he said he's the God of all flesh, not just Israel. He said all flesh.
Right. Uh-huh. Right on. He's the God of the world.
Yeah. The whole world. Not just Israel, you know.
That's right.
He got to judge them too. Everybody gonna be judged. Not just Israel. We all gonna be judged for our sins. If we gonna be judged if we believe Christ. You know what I'm saying? If we believe his if we kept his commandments. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And now go to I want to precept that right quick. With Numbers chapter, read Numbers chapter 16:22. That's the precept of what I just read. Read that.
Okay, 16:22. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation?
See, he said the God of the spirits of all flesh. See, we all have a spirit, whether you're black or white, we all have a spirit. Is it a good spirit or evil spirit? You know what I'm saying? Is he the light or darkness? He said he's the God of all spirits and of all flesh. So that knocks out the box that this house can't be saved. Because you remember, in the wilderness? See, we were dealing with that. I'm going to take it back to in Egypt. We were dealing with King Pharaoh, the Africans. They was Africans, you know, Israel came out with a mixed multitude.
Okay.
You see, they came out with a mixed multitude. So it wasn't just Israel. It was Africans in there, you know. It probably was some Gentiles in there too, as well. Some white folks in there too. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They probably was in there too. You know. So it was a mixed multitude that came out with Israel.
Right. But they didn't know. Everybody didn't get sprinkled with the blood.
No.
Okay. Right. Because
when they
came out, they came out with us. But different situations happened where Gentiles end up going this way and that way, and some of them died.
Yeah, they didn't get sprinkled with blood.
They didn't make it to that point to where the blood was being sprinkled. They got bit by the snakes. Let's see what else. They got another. Oh yeah, with that bull thing when God opened up the earth. Yeah, that right there happened. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them fell right during that time too. Israel along with the Gentiles, man, it's just the bad folks that was within us. You know what I'm saying? They didn't make it all the way to the blood. You know. So
right.
Yeah, so, and then that's something to think about, though, because even though the ones that made it to get the blood sprinkled on them, God killing a couple of them that was acting up even after that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, at that time, you can kind of see that we really ain't all that much different from the Gentiles. But
no, we're
God
not.
Sees
no.
something in
no.
us. God sees something in us, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
He sees something in us. Okay.
You see greatness.
Gotcha.
You see greatness. You see greatness in us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got a scripture? If you
don't,
Okay.
I'm working on some scriptures, man, and I wanted to go to Isaiah and Acts and Revelation, but I say before I do that, man, now that I got myself situated and parked, let me go ahead and I'll go ahead and let you have the floor, and then after you do your thing, we're going to take a break, and I'll be on the other half.
Okay.
You know, on the other side. All right, brother.
Isaiah chapter 14. Can you read verses 1 through
1 through 3.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. The Lord
For the Lord would have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them into their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in that day, in the day, that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve.
Okay. You can start right there. So he's saying right here that we're going back to our homeland. We're going back to our land. You know, so they're coming with us. But how they gonna be coming with us? They're gonna be it says, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave unto the house of Jacob. And the people Israel shall take them and bring them to their place. We gonna put them in their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them. Possess. It means that you own them. You know what I'm saying? The house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were. And they shall rule over their oppressors. We're still captives to the nations. You know what I'm saying? We're still captives. We're still in servitude. We gotta go to the Gentiles for money, for transportation, for a place to stay, for food, for clothes on our back, shoes, everything. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 48, it says that we go, let me go there right quick, Deuteronomy 28.
Okay.
Let's read there right quick, 28, 48. Can you read that for me?
All right. Deuteronomy 28:48. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
Okay. Now it says, therefore we shall serve thy enemies. We got enemies. You know what I'm saying? We got enemies in this land that we in right now. Most High is saying, which the Lord shall sin against thee. So God, the Lord Christ is the one that sent these enemies against us because we broke the law, we broke the commandments. And it says, in hunger and in thirst. These are all the things that we need, all the necessary we need, all the things we need to survive in this world. In hunger, in the thirst, in the nakedness, and in want for all things. He said, in want for all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. So we know that they put yokes of iron upon our necks during slavery. But after they took those yokes off, we would destroy it. They destroyed our mind, you know what I'm saying? Even though the chains are off, our mind is destroyed. Because Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, because they turned away from God's word, from following him, you know. So we are destroyed people, you know.
Right.
So we got to go to our enemies, Brother Michael, for everything. You know what I'm saying?
What's gonna happen, just like
yesterday, we were talking about the mark of the beast. What's gonna happen when this mark of the beast comes? You ain't gonna have none of these. You ain't gonna have none of these things. You ain't gonna have no house. You ain't gonna have no car. We even got to go to them for transportation, Brother Michael. Car. It's like the truck you're driving in. We ain't gonna have no jobs or nothing. Because if you take that mark, you're not gonna be able to buy or sell. That means you ain't gonna have no job. You ain't gonna have no way to get to work. You ain't gonna have no food to eat. So we're gonna have to depend on the Lord at that time. That's why it's important for us to come together right now, Brother Michael, in the truth right now, while we have an opportunity before the judgment comes. You know, because we don't know if it's gonna come. We don't know if it's gonna come in our lifetime or not. That's what Sister Seal said yesterday. So, but we got to be prepared for it. You know. So.
Okay.
We have enemies, Brother Michael. That's against us. All nations are against us. One people. All nations, not this Caucasian race, but the Hamites. The Hamites are the one that sold us. They the one that gave us up to the Europeans during in slavery.
Mm.
Can I read that right quick? Can I read that right quick? If we got time.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get it right quick, brother.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's get it, brother. Joel chapter 3.
Okay.
Read verses one through. Hold on, one second.
All right, Sister Stella, I see your hand is up. Let me see what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to get back. I'm on a laptop, and then I tried to get back in because I wanted to let Brother Ronald know that I was still here. I just plugged my headphones and I couldn't get back in, and it wouldn't let me open up my mic for some reason. So I just want you to know that I'm still here for your conversations, and I agree with you just like we talked on yesterday. Everything is just flowing just the way that people need to hear. They need to hear this. And so, but I'm listening, and I'm sure, and I pray that there are many others that are listening as well. So I just wanted to let you know that, brother. I'm going to keep my phone on right now.
All right. Well, can you press 1 so your hand will go down?
Yes, just
press it again when you got something that you want to say or anything like that. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Brother Ronald, go ahead and go to a scripture, and after this scripture, we're gonna take a break.
Joel chapter 3, read verses 1 through 6. This is what we're about to read right now is happen in the future when Christ come back. This is Christ's second coming. When he come back to gather us from the four corners of the earth, this is what he's gonna do. Because he have a judgment to bring forth upon this earth. Okay, read verses 1 through 6, please, brother.
All right. Okay. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. What have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon? These are Africans, and all the coast of Palestine.
Exactly.
Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because ye have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly, pleasant things. The children also of Judah, and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border.
Okay, you can start
okay.
Right there. You see what it say? It says the children of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians. See, the Africans sold us to the Grecians. They sold us to the Caucasian race. They're saying it right there.
Okay,
you know what I'm
saying? Okay. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
The we've been done wrong. Yeah, we've been done wrong. You know what I'm saying? When that's the thing, though. That's still hitting on the major topic about salvation for the Gentiles. Was it God that kicked us out of Jerusalem, or did Rome did?
No, God did.
All right. Was it God that scattered us around the world, or did Tyre and Zidon? Are they the ones that did it?
God used that nation to do it. Because whenever you get mad at his people, he used a nation, just like he used Egypt to punish his people in slavery. So he used his people in order to do his work.
Right, exactly.
Huh? Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah. So that's my point. What he's saying to Tyre and Zidon is the way you exercise what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to scatter my people, right? Because it's not really you doing it; it's me. But look at what you've done.
Exactly.
And he went into the details on how you did what you did. You know, you sold that little boy to those people. Knowing it ain't, you know, and you sold that little girl just for some wine, right?
Yeah.
I know what you did, right? It still came out to my plan. My plan is to scatter them, and you was going to be that vehicle that scatters them. But look at what you done. All those things that you done is going to come back on you. All right, go ahead.
Now, Brother Michael. Now, we're going to read what's going to happen. Read down to verse 9, the same chapter. Read down to verse 9. Stop at verse 9.
7 to 9?
Yeah, 7 to 9.
Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. Okay. And I will set your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off.
Okay.
For the Lord have spoken it.
What? Yeah.
The Sabians. Those are Middle Easterner peoples, huh?
Africans, probably. They're probably Africans, most likely. He's going to sell them. Can you read that again, Brother Michael, when you get your thoughts together? What you going to say?
I want to say that Sabines. I want to say they're Middle Easterner people. Mm-hmm. They walk the desert and transport, moving things around in the Middle East. Anyway, he's saying that Israel is going to sell them, to those folks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And proclaim, yea, this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. All right. Yeah. So, that's what's up, man. The folks that did us wrong, we're gonna turn around and he's gonna bring us up into a high place. Exercise. It's not really us that want revenge, though. These things that's been said,
no,
we don't even remember it. We don't even remember these things even happening. All we know, we had a hard time, you know, but we don't know the details. But God wants this revenge. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
God wants that. And it's in our scriptures for them to read what folks have done, what we done been through. Right? And so this is all part of the process, God's plan. All right. Let's go ahead and take us a little break, brother.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and take us a little break, and we'll meet up on the other side. And we'll, get into these scriptures a little more, man. All right. Okay, put you on hold. All right, everybody should be on hold right now. Okay, so the song I'm going to play during our break would be, let's see, what See, we're talking about salvation and things like that. What would be the ideal song? You know, I'm not even sure, yo. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's play this one right here. Let's play Remnant, all right, by a brother named Hezekiah. All right, let's play this one here.
Zion.
Hey, yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out. Zion, only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant. Only your remnant, only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We Jacob, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea, but a remnant. Sure return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. All the word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should live what it say. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba said, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return.
That's how my heart yearns for you, and the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry, cry, cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent, my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only your remnant, only your. Only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We Jacob, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return.
You know what I'm saying? And with all your faith and with your actions, you're going to worship our Father and the Son. So, yeah, so definitely want to go there with it, man. I wanted to, if y'all don't mind, I wanted to jump into Acts. Unless y'all had anything, any comments y'all wanted to, any scriptures or comment that you wanted to bring out or something, brother?
I'll wait after you finish. You can go ahead with yours.
Okay, let's go to Acts. Let's go to Acts, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I wanted to jump around in Acts. Now, in Acts, because we already have already mentioned at least kind of briefly, but we kind of, you know, freestyled it. You know, we kind of freestyled it. But in the Old Testament, under, you know, when we was in our occupying our land and stuff, you know, King David and all of that, we had a pathway, you know, for Gentiles if they wanted, if they desired to worship our God, we had a pathway already set, all right, and it's just crossed over when you talk about the new covenant. It's we already had a somewhat of. Because just for them to cross over and worship our God with us was in a sense of salvation for them. You know what I mean? For Ruth, you know what I'm saying? For, you know, all, like I said, these other names that we got that was not Israel, but yet they worshiped right alongside of us. That is not a secret. Everybody knows we had this. So, I don't understand why there are some brothers who get a little confused about that. Okay, I wanted to go to Acts chapter 15, and I guess I'm going to start at 7. And I'm just going to start reading, man, because this is going into the apostles that followed after Christ. Them themselves were wondering how to convert the Gentiles that desire to worship our God and our Christ. Since Christ then came to them and taught them, and since their message is going to be shaped for everyone in the world, they was talking about each other how to go about doing it. Should we tell them that they need to keep the law, everybody around the world? You know what I mean? But only Israel, where the law is only for us. So, he only made that covenant for us. So now they understand that it's a spiritual thing that they need to push to non-Israelites, right? As well as Israelites. All right, so anyway, let me. You got a little noise in the background, brother. I was trying to ignore it, but it's.
No, that's not me.
Is that not me?
Okay, must be me.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, I'm going to start at verse 7. And where there had been much disputing, instead of 7, y'all. You know what, let me just read verse 1 and read all the way down. I ain't scared of it. I read as much as it takes to get to the point, right? Chapter 15, verse 1. A certain men which came down from Judea caught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Right? So they're all down with Gentiles worshiping our God and our Christ. But they're saying, hey, if you're not your newborn baby, if you're not going to circumcise your newborn baby, you know, if you're not going to be about the circumcision, you can't be saved. You know what I'm saying? Or even if you're a grown man. Even if you're a grown man and, all right, okay. Let me, y'all, I can't help it. I can't help it, y'all. Let me go ahead and, okay, just stay up and dropped off. Ah, okay, gotcha. All right. Anyway, okay, so they want all the Gentiles to be circumcised, right? even if you're a grown man just coming into the understanding, they believe that you ought to be circumcised as well. You know what I'm saying? So that's the dilemma that they're having right now. Verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them. So they arguing, I take it. Those are fancy words for saying that they arguing, and it got pretty intense. Okay? Because circumcision was very near and dear to us, Israel. But the reason why I'm reading this, y'all, is because we're talking about the salvation. What do we expect out of these Gentiles that truly, honestly worship our Father, right? And I guess in a way you could say this show is kind of like letting our brothers and sisters out there to saying, no, brother, I may not be a scholar, but I really do believe that you got it wrong on this one, all right? They can be saved. That spirit within them that cry out for our Father, he does hear them. And I guess that's the reason why I'm going to go through this. So let me keep on reading, y'all. All right. I'm going to start over with verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Now, the question is, what should they follow the laws, basically? You know what I'm saying? Circumcision is just one part of it. Do they keep our feast days? You know what I'm saying? Do they sustain themselves from shrimp and lobster? You know, this is no small argument. And I'm thinking Paul was saying, yeah, well, why put that on them when we struggle with it? Right? But there's, just morals. Just focus on morals. That's Paul's thing. All right? Okay, 3. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phinehas and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. Conversion. Declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. And they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But those rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice amongst us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silent and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things. known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. Let me just stop right there, y'all. So what is we even talking to them for if we're going to have an understanding that they're all doomed? Why would we even tell them that they need to have faith in God and they need to abstain from idols and fornications and eating food that's strangled, you know, and don't drink any blood? Why would we even tell them that? For what? And you can't have the argument that these are the northern tribe or the northern Israelites, because we want the northern Israelites, or, you know, the northern kingdom, to come under doing what we doing. You know what I mean? Brother Ron, I'm going to give you the floor, Brother Ron.
Could you say that? Could you repeat that again, what you just said? Back up a little
bit.
You
said
this about the northern tribe.
This is not...
Okay, say
go
it again.
Go ahead. This is talking to the northern kingdom, because you got some brothers who are saying that this whole Bible is talking about the northern kingdom. So the northern kingdom,
yeah,
should they why would it even be a question on getting the northern kingdom to come back and worship like the southern kingdom, if we believe that the southern kingdom is worshiping the correct way? Why would we tell them to go out and find them and tell them that they can eat whatever they want to as long as they don't eat stuff that's strangled? And we know that eating those things is a sin. I don't get it. That part, I don't get it. And because I don't believe that, I'm thinking these are Gentiles. You see what I'm saying? This
yeah.
conversation
yeah.
is about Gentiles. Because any northern kingdom Israelite, we're trying to bring them back home. All right? And let Christ, under the law, because that's what Christ came to us for. That's what you want to be judged by, under the law. We wouldn't want to give them a doctrine that breaks the law. That don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? But Gentiles are not under the law. So by default, it just makes sense. Okay? It just makes sense. All right. Any comments on that, brother?
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Okay, I want to give you the floor for at least 5 minutes, brother.
Okay.
I want to give you the floor for at least 5 minutes. You go ahead right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's go to Acts chapter 17.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to read it. I need to do something right quick, brother. I want you to have the floor.
Okay.
All to yourself. All right.
Okay. Sister Phil, you still there? Okay, I'm going to read it. Acts 17, 30 and 31. And in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded that all men everywhere to repent. And because he had appointed a day in which he would judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained. Wherefore he had given assurance unto all men, and that he had raised him from the dead. So that's saying that the Bible says that God is the God of all flesh. He's the God of all flesh. He's not the God of just Israel. But he's also the God of the Gentiles as well, because he's the God of all flesh. because he created all flesh. You know, the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, you know, and he made man in his image, you know. So, all people are made in the image of God. Yes, all people are made in the image of God, but God chose a chosen people, and his chosen people is Israel. So he set them apart. He set Israel apart from all nations. You know, so we have to recognize that, all nations can be saved, but God has the chosen people that he chose from the beginning, from the foundations of the world. He chose Israel above all people of the earth. So in Acts 17:30, God said he command all men everywhere to repent of their sins. So we all have to repent from our sins, whether we are Israel or whether we are Jewish or whether we are Europeans or whether we're Africans, whether we're Chinese, whether we're Mexicans. All people need to repent from their sins, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So all have sinned. We all have sinned against God. We all have broken God's laws. So we're not, God is perfect, and he can't look on sin. So we all have sinned against God, you know, because we know that Adam was the first man that God created, and Adam transgressed against the Most High, you know. So he told Adam and Eve, he said, don't eat of the tree of good and evil, you know, but they listened to the devil instead of listening to God. So Adam, in the Bible says that when Adam sinned, that curse passed upon all men, that sin passed upon all men. So we always disqualified when Adam sinned. So we needed a Savior. We needed an atonement from our sins. And Jesus Christ with the second Adam, and he came and done what the first Adam couldn't do. He lived a perfect life without no sin. And the same devil that's tempting us today tempted Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that he was tempted at all points, but yet without sin. You know, and nobody can do what Christ done. Christ didn't sin not one time. He didn't break God's commandments not one time. And none of us can claim that kind of perfection. I don't care who you are. We can't claim that kind of perfection. Only Christ can claim that. And only through his victory, only through Christ's victory, we're able to receive salvation and eternal life. And that's the only way that we can be saved, is through Christ, through his atonement. So we all have to repent from our sins, and we all have to come back. We all have to keep the commandments. You know, right. You know, just like Israel, God gave the commandments to Israel. You know. But they have to keep the Sabbath day too. They got to keep the dietary law too. They can't eat pork either, because the Bible says that when Christ comes back, in Isaiah 66 verse 17, it says if he catch you eating pork, he go kill you, he go consume you. You know, so the dietary law is still good for today. If any of these Christian churches are listening, yeah, Israel got to keep it first. And then Israel is the, how can I say it? Israel represents the nations. So all the nations follow after what Israel do, after what we do. You know, so they supposed to follow us. We don't supposed to be following them. We supposed to be following us. They supposed to be following our teaching, because God gave the commandments to us. He didn't give it to the Gentiles. He gave it to us. So the law and the covenant and the glory belongs to Israel. It don't belong to the Gentiles. You know, so so it says right here in Acts 17 that he commanded all men everywhere to repent because he's the God of all flesh. So in the Israelites claiming that that only Israel can be saved, that's a lie. Because God is he's the God of all flesh, and he's going to judge all flesh through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is going to be the judge. He's going to be your judge on judgment day. Because he commanded all judgment to Jesus Christ. So all these Israelites out here, now we say this in love, all these Israelites out here saying in these camps saying that only Israel can be saved, that's not true. Now I'm going to say this, and I'll give it to you, Brother Michael. Now, I'm going to make this clear. Israel is going to get the kingdom because it says that in Daniel 2:44. We're going to get the kingdom. The kingdom is going to be ours because we know that the Gentiles are ruling right now. They're in rulership because it says in that the earth is Job 9. I think it's in Job 9:27, I believe, that the earth is given into the hands of the wicked, you know. So we know that the Gentiles, the Caucasian race, are the one that's in the rulership right now. So when we get to our kingdom, they're going to be up under us. We're going to be the head, and they're going to be the tail. You know? So they're not going to rule in our – the only difference here, Brother Michael, is they're not going to rule in our – they're not going to have rulership in our kingdom, in Christ's kingdom. But because the Bible said that we are heirs with Christ. So whatever Christ has belongs to Israel because Jesus is an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. Amen.
Right.
So we are going to rule upon Christ.
He's from the house of David,
From the house of David, yeah. yes, sir.
okay. I got you.
Yeah. So that's all I got. Thank you for that time, brother. I appreciate you, brother.
That was a little inside joke between me and Runner Otto.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody was laughing. But he's from the tribe, House of David. And he's going to reign, y'all. But you know what? I'm thinking there's two of them, y'all. There's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom that Christ is going to have right here on this planet. And you got a kingdom of heaven. See, this really is a whole nother topic, really, that I'm going to kind of just hit on a little bit. But some brothers believe that this is Christ's kingdom. I think Brother Ronald kind of hit on that just earlier, that it's going to be forever. It's not just 1,000 years and that's it. You know, then everybody's going to shift up to the heaven and it'd be God's kingdom up there, you know, on the throne up there. Some people believe it's going to be right here on this planet, on Earth, and bam, you know, this is going to be forever. That situation is not just for 1,000 years. That situation, we teaching the Gentiles and then the remnant and all that goes down, we're going to reign right here forever. A mixed multitude of people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I'm gonna get into that a little later to see what I. But right now my knowledge, I don't know. I always looked at it like it's like we gonna transfer under, you know, Christ's kingdom, and then we all gonna go together into God's kingdom. You know what I'm saying? And it's we're there's no more fighting a lion with a sheep and all those type of things, you know what I'm saying, on the cloud and stuff like that. You see a rattlesnake curled up with a rat and they friends. And, no more violence, no more, there's no violence. Ain't nobody got to eat no meat, man. Nobody don't need to go to sleep. Nobody don't need no sun. It's there's no death there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't even think we need any teeth.
We don't need no teeth. I don't know if we even know if we male or female up there. I don't even know. I don't know, man. I like to think we feel would be, but what's the point if this, we're not being married or given into marriage? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just think it's just how spiritually this is. We're talking about a spiritual place here. You know what I mean? That and one day with Christ is 1,000 years, or one day with God is 1,000 years. And so, I mean, I'm just thinking, then we are definitely going to ride out to eternity up there instead of down here on earth. But, hey, I don't know. I don't know it all, y'all. I don't know it all. But before we do anything else, y'all, I want to go into the Apocrypha. Hopefully some other people are familiar with the Apocrypha. All right. I want to go to the book of Ezra in the Apocrypha, second Ezra. All right. And let's see. I think I wanted – there was something I was reading earlier, and I wanted to kind of bring it out on the show. I believe I wanted to start it around – it was something that caught my eyes. I was kind of putting together scriptures for the show and things like that. And I remember I wanted to touch on some of these stuff, but since we're a very little time, I'm just jump around. We're going to go to 2 Ezra chapter 7, and we're going to start around, let's see here. We're going to start somewhere around, I'm going to start around 22, I guess. I think I start around 22. Let me start at 20. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of God that is set before them. For God hath given straight commandment to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him, and imagined vain things, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways. Okay. But his law have they despised, and denied his covenant. In his statutes have they not been faithful, and have not performed his works. And therefore, Ezra, for the empty are empty things, and for the fool are fool things. Behold, the time shall come that these tokens which I have told thee shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, and she coming forth shall be seen, that now is withdrawn from the earth. And whosoever is delivered from the foresaid evil shall see by wonders. For my son, Yeshua, shall be revealed with those that be with him, and they that remain shall rejoice within 400 years. For after these years shall my son Christ die, and all men that have life, and the world shall be turned into the old silence 7 days, like as in the former judgments, so that no man shall remain. And after 7 days, the world that yet awaketh not shall be raised up, and that shall die that is corrupt. And the earth shall restore those that are asleep in her, and so shall the dust those that dwell in silence, and the secret places shall deliver those souls that were committed unto them. And the Most High shall appear upon the seat of judgment, and misery shall pass away. And the long suffering shall have an end, but judgment only shall remain. Truth shall stand, and faith shall wax strong. And the work shall follow, and the reward shall be showed, and the good deeds shall be a force, and wicked deeds shall bear no rule. Then said I, Abraham prayed first. Abraham prayed first for the Sodomites, and Moses of the fathers that sinned in the wilderness, and Jesus after him for Israel in the time of Achan, and Samuel and David for the destruction of Solomon, for them that should come to the sanctuary, and Helios for those that received rain, and for the dead that he might live, and Ezekias for the people in the time of Sennacherib, and many for many. Even so now, seeing corruption has grown up, and wickedness increased, and the righteous have prayed for the ungodly, wherefore shall it not be so now also? He answered me and said, this present life is not the end where much glory doth abide. Therefore have they prayed for the weak. But the day of doom shall be the end of this time and the beginning of the immortality for to come, wherein corruption is past. Intemperance is at an end. Infidelity is cut off. Righteousness is grown, and truth is sprung up. Then shall no man be able to save him that is destroyed, nor to oppress him that have gotten the victory. I answered then and said, this is my first and last saying, that it had been better not to have given the earth unto Adam, or else when it was given him to have restrained him from sinning. For what profit is it for men now in this present time to live in heaviness, and after death to look for punishment? O thou Adam, what hast thou done? For thou, it was thou that sinned. Thou art not fallen alone, but we all that come of thee. For what profit is it unto us if there be promised us an immortal time, whereas we have done the works that bring death, and that there is promised us an everlasting hope, whereas ourselves being most wicked are made vain, and that there are laid up for us dwellings of health and safety, whereas we have lived wickedly, and that the glory of the Most High is kept to defend them which have led a weary life, whereas we have walked in the most wicked ways of all, and that there should be shewed a paradise whose fruit endures forever, wherein is security and medicine, since we shall not enter into it. For we have walked in unpleasant places, and the faces of them which have used abstinence shall shine above the stars, whereas our faces shall be blacker than. For while we lived and committed iniquity, we considered it not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle which man that is born upon the earth shall fight, that if he be overcome, he shall suffer as though had said, but if he get the victory, he shall receive the thing that I say. For this is the life whereas Moses spake unto the people while he liveth, saying, choose thee life that thou mayest live. Nevertheless, they believed not him, nor yet the prophets after him, no, nor me, which have spoken unto them, that there should not be such heaviness in the destruction, as shall be joy over them that are persuaded to salvation. I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there, y'all. My throat is kind of acting up on me. But, Brother Ronald, what you think about what I just read in Esdras?
Oh, that's a good, man.
It's deep, ain't it?
It's deep. Yeah, it's real deep.
It's deep.
Yeah.
I know it, right? So,
yeah.
Esdras is definitely, he's heavy. He is heavy, and he's definitely asking the right questions, and he is getting the most out of this particular angel that he's speaking with, I believe. Yeah. Well, you know, a messenger. And so, and it's real, real deep, man. It's real, real deep. But salvation, y'all, I read that to understand that it was all part of a plan, y'all. Us being a light to the Gentiles, it's all part of a huge plan to not literally reign over the Gentiles forever, and they'll be our servants for eternity. That's not the case. That's not the case. But you know, it's them getting their butt spanked, okay? And after their spanking, we all will be one people. Uriah the Hittite will be one with us, okay? Yeah, that's why he was married to an Israelite woman. He was converting over to us, you know? So it's not like, you know, Uriah the Hittite was going to be our servant forever on the front line, you know. That's not the case. That's the case. You know, and that's not what it's all about, y'all. And I just kind of wanted to put that out there and give my little 2 cents in it. I wanted to bring my 2 cents out, y'all. And let me pass the mic to you, Brother Ron. Let me pass the mic back to you, brother.
Yeah, I want to read Revelation chapter 21, verse 12. That one verse. It says, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And I want to stop right there. Now, in the kingdom, this is going to be our kingdom. It says right here, the gates, it says, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. See, this is going to be our kingdom. This is not going to be the Gentiles' kingdom.
Okay.
And the Bible says that the Bible says this is going to be an everlasting kingdom. It's going to last forever. Not just 1,000 years, but even in the Father's kingdom, Israel is going to rule in the Father's kingdom as well. Because it's an everlasting kingdom. It never ends. This kingdom is never going to end. You know, because the Bible says that the Father and the Son are one. The Father and the Son are one. You know?
So we're going to rule over righteous people?
Are we going to be ruling over righteous people? I'm gonna say it like this. Can you go to one scripture right quick for 1 second? Daniel chapter 9.
Okay, all right.
Daniel chapter 9. Yeah, I'm gonna show you what happened to us as a nation of people.
You said what's gonna happen?
No, I'm gonna show you what happened to us in the past as a nation of people.
I already know that.
But he took the whole nation into slavery, not just the wicked, not just the righteous, but the wicked as well. We all went into slavery. So check this out. When Christ comes back, he's gonna put the nations into slavery, all of them, not just some of them. Now, let me prove that right quick, Brother Michael. I just want to make sure you understand my point of view.
I just wanted to make sure you fully understand where I'm coming from. I'm aware that there's going to be a captivity, but when you say they're going to be in captivity or in servitude forever. That's when it's like, what's the use of of after they're going to be released to the Satan. What's that all about, the devil?
Oh,
and what about the remnant of them that resist the devil?
See, the ones that the wicked ones, the wicked Gentiles, they're not going to be in the kingdom. They're going to the lake of fire. So is Israel going to, wicked Israelites are going into the lake of fire as well. But the righteous Gentiles are going to serve us. They're going to serve Israel, because we're check this out, Brother Michael. We're serving them right now. We're serving all nations. We're in their kingdom right now. We're serving them. We're serving the wicked and the wicked and the righteous. You know.
Okay. I'm gonna need a scripture. To explain, like, after the Satan did his thing, that we're not gonna be on same footing, and that we're still going to reign over them.
Okay. I think that's in the Revelation.
Yeah.
Let me see real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was
yeah,
their actions.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
that
let's go. Here you go. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Okay, I'm going to start at verse 9.
13 and 9. All right.
Yeah. I read.
You want me to read it, or
any man having?
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Read it. You can go ahead and read it.
Okay. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saint.
Okay. So if they led us into captivity, they going into captivity. You know?
Yeah.
See, we're
in agreement there.
I want to show you something right quick. I know. Go back to Daniel right quick. I just want to show you something right quick. Go back to Daniel.
Okay, go to Daniel.
Daniel chapter 2.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. 244. Read that. 244.
2 and 44. Daniel 2 and 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever.
You see that? It says, which shall never be destroyed. This kingdom is never going to be destroyed. And now I want to precept that with I just want to precept this last one, Daniel 7:14.
It's never going to be destroyed. I'm in agreement there. All right, 7 and 14. And there was given him dominion and glory.
Yeah.
7 and 14.
Yeah.
And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, that's Gentiles, and languages shall serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Okay.
Now, everlasting means forever. It has no ending. Because when the Father come down, he gonna give the kingdom to the Father. So the Father gonna do the same thing that the Son do, because they all work on the same accord. He's not gonna do anything different than the Son do. You know. Because check this out. Check this out, Brother Michael.
Okay.
Because check this out. The son get his words from the Father. Because the Father is the one that gave the word first. The Father is the one that created everything through the Son. So he gave Christ dominion. So what I'm saying is that the Father is the one that laid all this down, and he gave it to the Son for him to take control of it. So it all comes from the top. Just like you said, you used to always say, it comes from the top. Everything that the top do, the Son do. The Son do as well. You see? So it says that his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. See, these kingdoms down here, Brother Michael, is going to be destroyed. All these buildings and stuff we see, all this stuff is going to be destroyed. It's going to pass away.
Oh, yeah.
See, Christ's kingdom is never going to be destroyed. It's going to stand forever. It's not going to be destroyed.
I agree.
You know? Yeah.
I agree. Unless you're talking about this earth and the planet, right?
The earth is still going to be here. It's just the things that's on this earth, like the buildings and the people that's causing all the wickedness, and the buildings they go to perform their wickedness, to work their wickedness inside these buildings and entities and governments. That's how, and all these computers and all that stuff. All this, everything in the earth belongs to the Lord, because the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, therein, in the world and they that dwell therein. So everything in this earth belongs to the Most High. It don't belong to us. You know. Even the devil. He created him too. He made the devil.
Oh yeah.
But the devil rebelled against God. He made him too. Yeah. So the devil belonged to God too. Amen. So he can do what he wanted to do.
Amen,
you
amen.
Know? Yeah.
Right on, Brother Ronald. I think we're going to end that show with you saying just that, brother. You know what I'm saying? I think we beat this joker down pretty good today. I'm not a scholar, man, or a teacher or anything. I just kind of, you know, let it flow what was in my heart. Let me see if Sister Thale had anything she wanted to say. Oh, Sister Thale dropped out. Okay, Sister Thale had dropped out. But, Brother Ronald, go ahead and, give your last spiel. And, you know what, how about I go first this time? And you'll be the last one to give your spiel, and we're going to end this show, all right? Hey, y'all, I'm Micah Israel, truck driver by trade, and I am not a teacher, y'all. I'm just kind of giving you my understanding of it, you know what I'm saying? There's still lots more. To be understood in the scriptures for me. But I just wanted to share where I'm at right now. Y'all pray for me if I got some things wrong, man. But I'm on this journey. I'm trying to figure it out, right? But I want to be able to teach my children. And everything to me thus far is telling me that every single person on this planet needs to get on their knees and worship our God and Christ. And then if they do that and sincere about it, I'm saying that they can partake along right beside, shoulder to shoulder with Israel. I just want to teach them a lesson, I guess you could say. But I don't want it to be an eternally, like it'll be their hell. My heaven is their hell, me reigning over them forever. I don't quite see it like that, but I do want them to learn their lesson. And there's a time stamp of 1,000 years. I think that 1,000 years ought to do it. Because I do look forward and worship the Father side by side with all types of people. Side by side, man. And not because I forced them to. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to leave it right there. You go ahead, Brother Ronald.
Okay, this is Brother Ronald Lewis, and I represent the Most High, and I am a teacher, and I am a prophet, slash prophet, you know, and perfect, but I strive to perfection, you know. Like I said earlier when I was talking, No one can live the perfection that Christ lived. And as far as the Father is perfect all the way. He can't be touched, because the Bible says that no man can see the Father and live. So we are as mortals, we are no match, and no we can't come up to either the Father's or the Son's level. None of us can. I don't care who you are, and if you say you can, you're lying to yourself. You know. So don't lie to yourself. You know. And as far as the Gentiles, they can be saved as well. They can receive eternal life as well. You know, but we know as we read in the show that the Gentiles are going to be servants. They're going to be slaves to the Israelites. We're not going to do them like they did us. But if the Bible, the scriptures say, if they get out of line, Christ is going to punish them. If they get out of line, if they don't want to serve us, they're going to be punished. You know, and like I say, we all striving to make the kingdom of heaven, and we want to love our brothers and sisters. And I want to say this, Brother Michael, and I mean this with a sincere heart. As Israel, we have to come together as a nation. In these times, we're living in some trying times right now, and we have to come together as a nation. You know, all the nations of the world, they come together and they do things together. Why can't we as a nation do things together? We know everybody's not going to come together as Israel, but the ones that want to come, come. And we, you know, and let's be long-suffering with our God, with our brothers and sisters, because Christ is long-suffering with us. And amen.
Amen, amen. All right, y'all. I'm going to try to do another show tomorrow even, y'all, around same time, 5 p.m. Central, all right? I look for everybody to tune on in tomorrow, and I think I'm going to just do a bunch of reading tomorrow, y'all. Yeah, getting the Maccabees, and who else knows? So let me go ahead and put you on hold there, Brother Ronald. And all right, I want everybody to tune on in tomorrow, and we'll leave out with I don't know. I'm going to leave out with everyday people, because that's what I am. I'm an everyday person, trucker by trade, man. And I love the Most High, man. And I'm a black man, right? So this Hebrew Israelite, putting the black history, mixing it with the scriptures of the Bible, man, that it did something to me. It did something to me, man. And so here I am. So I'm gonna play this song as my outro. Everyday people, man. That's what I am. I'm an everyday guy. All right. Shalom, shalom, y'all. Peace out. God bless.